And we'd like to do one of the original Carter family songs. It's especially meaningful to do it right here. This is called Engine 143.
I want to die for the engine I love. 143.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, you know, after those first recordings were made in 1927, things started really taking off from there. And all kinds of recording artists emerged from the South. There were banjo players like Uncle Dave Macon and Doc Boggs and Clarence Ashley. And string bands like Kid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers and Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers. Yeah, the Stoneman family. I mean, the great thing about it was they were all entirely different. Nobody was the same as anybody else. That kind of has changed a bit. But back then, they were recording real people playing the music they had played in their homes. They learned from their mothers and fathers and grandmothers, and it was just some of the best music ever recorded in these United States. And continuing on into the 30s, and there came a little category of country music, what you call brother duets, where you'd have two brothers singing in harmony, and usually one would play a guitar and the other would play a mandolin. Of course, the most famous of these brother duets were the Monroe Brothers from Rosine, Kentucky, Bill and Charlie. And of course, there were the Callahan brothers and the Delmore brothers and the Bolick brothers from North Carolina, known as the Blue Sky Boys. And continuing even on into the 40s, you had the Leuven brothers, and in the 50s, you know, the Stanley brothers and McReynolds brothers, the Everly brothers, and even into the 80s with the Doobie brothers. And of course, let's not forget the Marx Brothers either. But we'd like to play a Monroe Brothers tune, and we're going to start this out around 1936 when they made their first recordings. And just a mandolin and the guitar, and pretty soon we'll get up to around 1949 within a few bars. This is one on our first album, DGBX.